Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe. I'm joined today by Mark Windham. He's the CEO of GoCare. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And first, thanks for being here. Tell me, this maybe some folks out there that don't know, what is GoCare?
Well, GoCare was organized in 1988, and we, for multiple years, we were solely an HIV-related agency. We provide HIV testing, education, prevention services, and we also provide HIV medical treatment. In the most recent years, and as recently as this year, we have expanded into providing health care for the LGBTQ population.
Now, GoCare has grown over the years. The number of folks you serve has grown as well. Talk to me about this. You started 30 years ago. You've just undergone an expansion. What's going on over there?
Well, we are fortunate to now be occupying a 6,000 square foot building. We have four exam rooms so that we can provide premium health care to our patients who are living with HIV. We serve about 375 patients right now.
There's sometimes a stigma associated with HIV, and I'm sure people want some privacy. Is that why a lot of those folks come to you?
Absolutely. We respect, and it is our duty to respect and maintain the privacy of any patient that comes through our doors.
Let's talk about HIV over the years. 30 years ago when you guys started, treatment is a lot different, and I guess the outcome is a lot different now.
Absolutely. You know, everyone has heard that for years, particularly in the early years, an HIV diagnosis was essentially considered a death sentence. You know, the medication regimens were difficult on the body. Things were constantly changing. There were all kinds of difficulties. But now, a person that comes in is tested for HIV. If they find out they're positive, if they immediately get into medical care and they are prescribed an antiretroviral therapy, where years ago that could have been multiple pills taken multiple times a day, now it can be one pill taken once a day, and that person can have a life expectancy within 2 years of ours.
The virus HIV is associated with some certain behaviors that can affect all of us, whether you're gay or straight or whatever. That's not the question. But talk to me about some of the behaviors that put folks maybe at more risk. And these are folks that maybe need to come take advantage of some of the testing that you offer.
Sure. Well, of course, everyone should know that we offer free HIV testing every day for anyone that comes in. But we do have our risk groups that we consider at the most risk for contraction of HIV. The first group is men who have sex with other men. The second is high-risk heterosexual contact. What is that? That's an HIV-negative person that has a sexual partner or partners who have HIV. And the third, which is an increasing number of individuals, are intravenous drug users.
And so the drug use is growing, you were telling me, and so
yes,
you're seeing more folks in that area?
We are seeing an increase in intravenous drug use, needle sharing, and which does make people more susceptible to contraction of the virus. And that's why it's important that these people come in and get tested. Just know your status.
Knowing your status earlier, that's an advantage?
Absolutely. The earlier that you know your status, that means it's the earlier that you can get in care, and that means you can get the virus suppressed faster. And, of course, that's what you want to achieve, is suppression of the virus.
Mark Windham with GoCare is with us today. Mark, you're having a couple of events coming up here in the next few days. You've got one coming up on Wednesday. Tell me about what's happening on the 27th and why you guys are having an event.
Sure. Next Wednesday, the 27th, is National HIV Testing Day. That's, of course, a national scope event where we try to get as many people in the area to come in and get tested as possible. We have four individuals on staff who can test. You can just walk in at any time during the day. It takes 20 minutes to get your results, and we'll get you in and out, and you can have the assurance of knowing what your status is.
So that is Wednesday the 27th, and there's not a cost associated with that.
Absolutely no cost. We'll be having a live radio remote from 12 to 2. We'll have refreshments on hand, but it'll be an all-day project.
Now that is Wednesday. You know, we have neglected to tell people this. Where is the GoCare building? Where do I go to get the testing?
We are at 1801 North 7th Street in West Monroe.
1801 North 7th, what's the nearest big landmark to
you? The nearest big landmark, the Senior Center, is directly across the street from us.
All right.
So if you know where the Farmer's Market and the Senior Center is, look across the street.
So you're across the street from the water tower.
Yes.
All
right. Pretty much, a little bit down and over.
That is Wednesday, free HIV testing, and another big event happening on the 28th. What's going on then?
This is the event that I'm particularly excited about. I mentioned our expansion that we just had. In addition to that expansion and additional medical providers that we have and additional services that we're providing, we also want to acknowledge the retirement of two employees and the rotation of two long-term board members off of our board. And so we're having what is called a reception celebrating 30 years of care. And it's at 6 p.m. on the 28th.
Mark Windham is with me today. And Mark, if folks want to find out more about GoCare, want to take advantage of the testing, and maybe even come celebrate with you guys, you have a website somewhere people can go and find out more?
Absolutely. You can go to www.go-care.org.
www.go-care.org, and you can find out more about GoCare, their expansion, the free testing, and get involved with the organization. Thanks for being with us today, Mark.
Thank you, Corey.
You've been listening to Lanyap on 90.3 KEDM. To find out more about GoCare and other Lanyaps, visit our website at kedm.org.